TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Badlands podcast, the only podcast out there that is 100% chiseled and is proudly part of the Chairshot Radio Network. I am Mags, and with me again today, I don't think we're kind of getting the podcast divorced just yet. It's my podcast wife, Mr. Paul Tully, the Rain Counter himself. How are you, Paul?
I'll never sign those papers. I'm feeling as good as you can do when you realise a podcast has been set up primarily to wind you up.
Oh.
I feel like I'm cannon fodder today.
I thought that the comments we were making in our little group thread would go past you because you don't tend to dip in there that much, but I was mistaken.
Oh, I'm always lurking.
Well, as Paul alluded to today, it's not going to be your ordinary episode of Badlands. We're having a little bit of a game today with an amazing guest, one who I'm surprised we can even get her on our show now, Paul. She has gone big time. She'll be working for AEW very, very soon, believe me.
Believe it. She can afford pastel coloured bics these days. So
exactly. Today's guest is wrestling Twitter superstar, podcast extraordinaire, and generally an all-around amazing person. It's the queen of any. Queen, how are you? Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now that I'm blushing and laughing, it's queen to AEW confirmed. one can only hope. It is my esteemed pleasure to be back here chatting with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely no problem. It's genuinely our pleasure. So today we're not going to be covering a Mount Rushmore for the first time in Badlands history.
Wow.
Yeah. We're doing a top 10. We're actually going to compile a top 10 of the best wrestlers who are currently working today. But we can't just leave it at that. There has to be some caveats to this. So there's a few little rules. All three of us are going to have 10 picks each. Now, the maths there, I mean, Paul can account for this being an accountant. 30 doesn't go into 10. So there's going to be 20 picks that go astray. Now, what is going to happen is once we've filled the original 10, when it comes down to our turn to pick, we have to vote off one of those to replace them with the picks we've got. So we have to be tactical, we have to be political, and if you like me and Queen, as we've already planned, we've got to be vicious and devious with our picks to try and get our people on this top 10.
We are going veto crazy.
Yeah, how evil does this game sound?
I'm ready to be villainous.
Right. Obviously, the guest will be going first. That's a given, especially when we've got wrestling Twitter royalty. But, Paul, do you want to go second or do you want to go third?
Oh, I can't even work out tactically what. So who will get the first veto? Oh, but that's obvious. That's just numerical order, isn't it? So I go second.
Wow. So I will definitely bring up the rear.
Hey everyone, it's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at XTheQueenOfAny, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
So let's get the ball rolling. Let me get my actual pen and not my highlighter.
He's going to get the last one now, isn't he?
Yes, well, you made the wrong choice, Paul.
I'm not a tactically sound guy.
No, he's definitely not. Paul is good at one thing, flapping. Getting flustered, Paul. Paul's forte.
Just call me Pingu.
So, Queen, start this game a rolling. Who is your first pick? Now, bear in mind, it doesn't have to be your favorite or your best pick. Who is your first pick tactically?
Tactically, my first pick is Mr. Will Ospreay.
Oh, very,
that
very
is
good pick.
My first pick, yes. For the amazing year, of course, that he's had. And it was, I will say, one of the first that came to my brain.
Yeah, he made it onto my list of people. So I'm happy that he got on, but I'm obviously not happy that it wasn't my pick.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's had a momentous year.
Absolutely.
He's just knocked it out of the park. Probably the second best year for me behind another wrestler, but I'm not going to give it away because obviously that could be one of my picks.
Could be.
Paul.
Right.
Pick place number two on this top 10. Where are you going to go? Are you going to go favourites? Are you going to go tactically?
Okay.
Go vicious.
Let me think. Yeah, I'm going to go middle of the road. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go for Brock Lesnar.
Another one who is actually on my list as well.
I think he's probably the biggest star in wrestling.
Yep. I mean, we always talk well about Brock Lesnar on the show. He gets a lot of grief on wrestling Twitter, but we will miss him when he's gone. He is that kind of star. Yeah, his booking's not amazing, but he gets the job done. He gets people in crowd, and he does have good matches if he's paired with the right opponent. So, yeah, good pick. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Now.
Oh God, I'm nervous. Okay.
Do I go evil on the first one, or do I make a statement of who I want to pick? Do you know
you're picking
what?
Evil before Sonata?
I don't think evil didn't even make my top 30. I'm gonna set the cat amongst the pigeons, and I'm gonna pick Charlotte Flair.
Ooh.
That's thrown me. That is.
I knew who that pick was for. Let's say it wasn't for me.
I give Charlotte Flair a lot of grief, mainly because of Paul. But there's no doubting she's one of the best women wrestlers in the world. And it also gives me that pick over Paul getting to pick her. So there is that.
Well, one of my most looked forward to moments of this podcast. That hit me like an icy snowball in the face.
It may get worse yet, Paul. Don't you worry. It may get worse.
Uh-oh.
Queen, let's go back to you for pick number four.
Okay, pick number four. We are going with Miss Tessa Blanchard. For her momentous 2019, making history, not only in Impact, but killing it over in WOW and in Mexico. One of the top female wrestlers to date.
Yep, absolutely. No arguments there. And if she does get the Impact World title, there can be nobody what says that she hasn't deserved it, because she's just been absolutely astounding. And I fully expect to see her in AEW or WWE very, very soon. I'm surprised WWE haven't snapped her up before now.
I agree. Yeah,
definitely. I saw her live for the first time a few weeks back, and she looks incredible. She looks like a superstar.
Yeah, she does.
She is.
She absolutely is. She does look. She looks like the best women's wrestler in the world, and that's because she is doing so.
Here's a question for you. I can interject. What's the more groundbreaking moment? Her headlight, Tessa Blanchard headlining or main eventing. I keep calling it headlining recently for some reason. Main eventing with Sami Callihan or Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda main event in WrestleMania?
Probably Mania, I would say, right? Just given the stature and the eyes, the sheer amount of people watching that particular event, I think gives it the more hype, as it were. But I think in terms of storyline purposes, I think Tessa's is more important in that vein.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with that. I think whilst the women headlining WrestleMania is always going to be a huge thing because it's the biggest event in the wrestling calendar, the fact that Tessa took on Sami Callihan and main evented is that's monumental. And mm-hmm. yeah, she's a trailblazer for women's wrestling right now. So a great, great pick. Going to you, Paul, for your second pick and the fifth pick overall.
Okay. Right. I will go with... Who shall I go with? God, this is really tough, isn't it? Your order.
Especially when you don't prepare.
No, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. I just don't... I'd go with Kenny Omega. I don't think he's had a great year, if I'm honest, but he is still one of the best wrestlers in the world, undoubtedly. And I'm sure next year will be loads better.
Yeah, he was clearly on my list. I was having a conversation about him on Twitter today. And whilst he's not made the best start to his AEW career, he's definitely... going to be one of those headliners, especially going into 2020. Yeah, great pick. Queen, what do you think about Kenny Omega?
Well, Kenny Omega is my favorite wrestler in the whole world. So I agree with Paul, though. It hasn't been the best year for Kenny. It's more of a growing pains type of year, more than a standout year as in previous things with Kenny. But I think I also agree with Paul when 2020, I think, is going to be a breakout moment for Kenny, especially if he's in the chase like we saw with Okada. I think it's going to be something really, really special for American audiences.
Yeah, and I think he's I think the problem is that they adapt him from the way New Japan structure their shows to doing a weekly show. It can be a big like change and also, he's running the women's division, so it's not like he's not incredibly busy.
I think it was the I think it's the gap between leaving New Japan and All Elite starting hurt him more than anyone because in New Japan he was obviously the big dog, he was the main guy. Whereas you know Cody and Young Bucks they weren't quite as big in their respective companies at that time. So his momentum just got killed dead, and it's going to take time to build that up again. But you'll get there.
Yeah, because he can have an amazing match with absolutely anyone. So he'll definitely build himself back up. Right, where do I go with my second pick?
You're not prepared.
I've got a list right in front of me. Just who got tech off it. I'm gonna go with who I think is probably the hottest wrestler in the world right now. I'm gonna go with Adam Cole, Bebe.
Great choice.
Yeah, he's just had an absolute stellar back end of 2019. I mean, he was the star of the show all over Survivor Series weekend. Yep, so Adam Cole, Bebe, definitely makes the list. Whether he'll end up on that at the end of it, we shall see. But I'll just do a quick rundown of who we've got so far. We've got Will Ospreay. We've got Brock Lesnar. We've got Charlotte Flair, we've got Tessa Blanchard, Kenny Omega, and Adam Cole, Bebe. So going back to Queen now for her third pick and the seventh pick overall.
No doubt, unquestionable choice for me, Mr. Okada, the number one man in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Another one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, but in general right now. The story for him of where he kind of fell off the radar and just became the Rainmaker again and put himself back on the top of New Japan is absolutely stellar. And, you know, he's gold, 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 money, money, money. That's why he's the Rainmaker.
Yeah, I absolutely loved when he went through his tourist card affairs with the balloons and stuff like that. But yeah, there's no doubting that he's 1A and 1B, the best wrestler in the world with Kenny Omega. We absolutely waxed lyrical with him about him on JPQ's show yesterday. Yeah, such a great wrestler. What a brilliantly built storyline going into Wrestle Kingdom with the four competitors going for two titles. Just amazing storytelling.
Yeah, Okada's the best in the world for me. Just at Wrestle Kingdom when he came out and he was the Rainmaker again. Like the noise was insane. And he's on my three favourite matches of the year as well. So he's there. You've got to have Okada on there.
Got to.
Pick number three, Mr. Tully.
Okay, number three. I'm gonna come home. Well, he's not British, but he makes his name in Britain. I think the person who's had the strongest year in Britress, if you like, one of, if not the best promoers in the game, I'm gonna go for David Starr.
Very interesting, Mr. Independent.
Yeah, and what he's doing for the industry as well. Fair play to him. He's a hell of a guy.
Yeah, and a hell of a wrestler as well.
Yeah, don't forget that. He's a great wrestler.
So, my third pick, where do I go? I'm gonna go back for another female, I think, and who she may not have had the best year that she's had in her career, but she's definitely one of the best women to ever grace a wrestling ring. I'm gonna go with Io Shirai. I think this evil Io Shirai character has been the absolute making of her in NXT. I felt that she was kind of floundering a little bit, but yeah, she's really come out of a shell with this character, and yeah, I'm all about Io Shirai right now.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first. I didn't understand what the hype was about, but you're right, as soon as that heel switch came, not just a heel switch, but an evil switch, it's been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yes. Evil Io is one of my favorite things ever, ever, ever. And I'm so happy to see her shining so bright in NXT. And I'm really looking forward to what she's going to do in 2020. So, let's go.
I love the way she's thrown herself into the character. Like, she's gone full-on batshit crazy.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I love the Japanese promos as well.
Yeah, the way that she screams as well in Japanese, like, you ain't got a clue what she's saying, but you know that she's angry about something.
It's like it's taking WWE 20 years, maybe 30 years to work out. Don't try and make Japanese people speak English and do a great promo in English. Just let them go mad in their own language. It sounds great.
Queen, round off this first top 10 before it starts getting vicious.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a shout-out here to JPQ, because this pick is for him. And it's
hashtag watchstardom.
Hashtag watchstardom. You took the words out of my mouth. There it is. Hashtag watchstardom, and it's Mayu Iwatani. And the reason she's getting chosen is for her crazy 2019. She won the Ring of Honor Women's title from Kelly Klein in Florida. She wrestled in Madison Square Garden on Mania weekend. She won the Artist of Stardom titles with Saki Kashima and Tam Nakano. And she beat Bea Priestley for the Wonder of Stardom title, the Red Belt World of Stardom title, for her second reign, which hasn't really been done other than Io, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
That is huge. World of Stardom title, second reign. So she's my choice. She's so dope.
Great choice. How do you think that Stardom is going to change now that they've been bought out by Bushiroad and they're coming under the New Japan banner?
I think it's going to create an enormous amount of opportunities, a lot more exposure for them, which I think is necessary in the wider world, not only in Japan, but globally, which I think is wonderful. I'm hoping they get some things in the U.S. And I'm also hoping that maybe someday, I don't know when, but someday we'll see them wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Someday.
It's definitely a possibility now. I know Bushiroad has said that they want to throw loads and loads of promotion into them. They're really looking at this as a purchase for the future. So, yeah, very bright things happening at Stardom. So, let's just round off this first 10 before we start getting to the vicious picks. So, we've started with Will Ospreay, Brock Lesnar, Charlotte Flair, Tessa Blanchard, Kenny Omega, Adam Cole Bebe, Kazuchika Okada, David Starr, Io Shirai, and Mayu Iwatani. Paul, you get the first opportunity to kick one of those 10 off that list.
Okay, right. So,
this is where his flapping begins.
Nah, no flapping here. I don't think Io Shirai is bad enough. I don't think she's evil enough. I think I'm going to go for the baddest man in the world right now. I'm going to go
Tyson.
For Mike Tyson. Is he still active? Was it 96? Is that in our timeline? I'm going to go for the leader of the Bullet Club, Mr. Jay White, the Switchblade.
And you're kicking out Io Shirai. That's brutal. Paul, going for fire straight away. I mean,
I think Jay White's had probably the best year of anyone in terms of career progression, I'd say. You won the IWGP Championship.
Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, I had him on my list, so I definitely agree with it. And if you do end up listening back to the No Particular Angle that was dropped today, which is the 11th of December, I waxed lyrical about Jay. I think he has had a stellar year. I'm just disappointed you kicked off Io Shirai.
That's sad. Sad. Vicious.
That's the game.
It's definitely vicious. Where do I go now? I've got to kick a Paul pick off, haven't I? I've got to. But he's got such good picks.
I know, right?
Do you know what? I am going to pick a Paul pick off. I'm going to pick someone else who is included in that big four-way run for those two RWGP titles. I'm going to pick Kota Ibushi, and I'm going to kick off David Starr.
Yeah, that's probably fair. David Starr was a placeholder for me.
See, he's learning to play political.
No offense to David Starr, he's still great.
No, the fact that Ibushi has signed a long-term deal with New Japan, the weight they're throwing behind him and some of the matches that he's had this year, I mean, what an amazing G1 he had. Yeah, he's got to be at least included in the conversation for one of the best 10 wrestlers right now. So Kota Ibushi goes on the list. Let's go to you, Queen.
Ooh, okay. Yikes. What am I going to do? I'm going to... I'm going to... Remove. But they're good. Okay. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm going to remove Brock Lesnar, and I'm going to put Tanahashi in. I have to.
That's
a biggie.
Sorry.
That is a big, bold move.
Got to. I have to. Tanahashi's match at Wrestle Kingdom is one of my favorite matches from this year, period. His performance from kind of falling apart to becoming back into the champion to losing it again, just his storyline in New Japan and just how hard he hits to this day is wild to me. He's one of the best wrestlers going still with the best hair and the best persona. And he's just beloved. And having been able to see him in person and get to feel what he can do you know, to connect with the people. And then in the ring, his performances in the G1, his performances throughout, I just love him. So I have to. Sorry, Paul.
It's an amazing pick. Like you said, like being able to see him live and kind of the effect he has. I'm a massive Kenny Omega fan.
I know.
And at Wrestle Kingdom, I wanted Tanahashi to win.
Me too.
Just I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Did it.
I think that's because you knew that Omega was on his way out.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was. It was that whole storyline where Omega was saying some quite nasty things and some quite arrogant things about I think about Tanahashi and he was being quite arrogant towards Ibushi as well. And Tanahashi was just a great, like you said, that journey to winning the G1 and that big comeback story was massive. How could you not support him on that night?
No, I agree. I think it was always going to be a case that it was going to be a short run with the title. Because obviously, knowing now what we know about Kenny leaving, they needed to get the title off him. And Tanahashi was obviously the obvious choice. He carried the company through such a dark period, and he was always going to be legitimate as a IWGP champion. So, yeah, great, great pick. Now, I love all these top 10. I love all the lot of them.
Really, I don't want to take anybody off. Can we leave it? We're done. It's good.
I'm in a quandary here. Is it my pick next, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is you.
Yeah, me. Oh, see, I'm in a quandary here. Because to me, the obvious one to take off for me is Iwatami, because I have no idea who that is. But that's not a reason to take someone off. I feel like I can't take someone off just because I don't know them. That's my bad. So I'm going to have to go for an yours again, Megs.
You're an asshole.
Well, I understand that argument. It's hard when you don't know who they are, but I did read you her accolades this year. So if you feel like someone has more accolades or has had a better 2019, then you can do it.
You know what? I'm actually going to take one of yours, Queen. But it's not going to be Iwatami for those reasons.
Okay.
I don't think Tanahashi's one of the 10 best wrestlers in the world right now.
How dare you?
He's been on about 20 seconds.
Jesus, God. What is wrong with you?
He even agreed with you. Paul would literally just, Queen, everything you say is the best. I agree. the two-faced on him.
Big White's had too much of an effect on me this year.
Wow.
So Tanahashi's been struck off. Who's replacing him, Paul?
I tried.
I can't replace him. Just for the lols, this is going to cause on Twitter. I replace him with Roman Reigns.
No, you will not.
I've got to put Roman Reigns on.
Mags,
I've ratted it. Sorry.
No, come on. Roman Reigns is one of the 10 best wrestlers in the world.
No,
easily.
No.
Yes.
He's not even my top 15.
It didn't make my list. It didn't make my top 30. Absolutely. I like the guy. I absolutely love the guy. But in terms of being the best wrestlers, no.
Reigns is God level.
Well, you've made my next choice incredibly easy because you know
you can't
going.
Take Roman off. Can't take Roman off already.
I'm kicking Roman off. I am replacing Roman.
I didn't even get a chance to write him.
Saving you some ink as well. I'm the gift that keeps on giving. I'm replacing Roman Reigns with someone who he's put over this year and has helped make a big star. I'm replacing him with Keith Lee.
Oh, bloody hell.
What do you mean, bloody hell? That guy has got a rocket strapped to his back. He's been absolutely amazing. And he's a future world champion in WWE for me, so I'm going Keith Lee.
Future. Keyword is future there. What's he done?
What's it? Wow. He's just been amazing all year. What's Roman Reigns done? Been sellotaped to a ring post and had dog food thrown over him.
Commitment to the job, that is.
Wow. Right, I'm going to give a quick rundown of this top 10 after those shocking picks. I mean, you kicked Tanahashi off for Roman Reigns. How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, the top 10 currently stands at Will Ospreay, Keith Lee, Charlotte Flair, Tessa Blanchard, Kenny Omega, Adam Cole Bebe, Kazuchika Okada, Kota Ibushi, Jay White, and Mayu Iwatani. That's a solid top 10 right there. But Queen, you're going to have to wreck that top 10. Who is going and who are you replacing?
You can say goodbye to Keith Lee. And you can...
Motherfuckers.
Good decision.
Now, listen. I will say that I do agree end-of-the-year momentum is a big thing, right? But for me in NXT, other than Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano is the guy that has been in two of my three personal top favorite matches of 2019 with Adam Cole. Plus, he won the NXT championship this year when it was vacated, of course, by his frenemy, Tommaso Ciampa, due to injury. And a spectacular match. Spectacular. With Adam Cole, 2 out of 3 falls. I'm going to put in Johnny Gargano. Even though he's injured right now, it's just at the tail end of 2019. He put on some absolute wrestling clinics this year. He's Johnny Wrestling, and I think he deserves to be in a top 10 for 2019.
Yep, I had him at the back end of my original 10, only because he's an amazing wrestler, absolutely amazing, and he is Johnny Takeover, but he just doesn't wrestle enough. I think there was a statistic that I saw, I think it was Red Leaf Bowling JD on Twitter, who said that he wrestled something like 12 times in a full year, which just isn't enough for me. But he is amazing, and he did get my pick. So I can agree with it. I don't have to like it, but I can agree with it.
Well, you know, sometimes it's about quality over quantity.
It is. I can see you there contemplating, Paul. See those cogs whirring. Can see the steam coming out of your ears. Who is going on the list and who is getting booted off?
This is challenging.
It's hard.
Oh, dearie me. So hard. Right, I'm gonna go. Who should I take off? I'm gonna have to take off Iwatani. Because I feel like I'm forced into a corner, and I feel really bad because it's my own lack of wrestling knowledge that's making me do that.
It's okay.
He's bullying your picks, Queen. Not gonna lie.
I know.
You make because you picked Charlotte. And obviously, I'm never going to... It's just not going to happen, is it? I'm never going to veto Charlotte.
Whatever you put in, Paul, it better be good.
I can't believe I threw you on pick number 3, and you're still suffering now.
I know. His list is like, I don't know what to do.
All right, I'm going to stay in Japan. I'm going to go with Pro Wrestling Noah's Kaito Kiyomiya. He's 23 years old. He's amazing in the ring. He's had an amazing feud with Kano all year, and he's been champion all year. And I can't think of any other wrestler who's been world champion in their company for the whole year. So who can have a better year than that?
That's a very solid answer. He's going straight away. I'll tell you that for nothing. Mainly because, like for your reason with Iwatani, you didn't really know a lot of her work. I don't watch hardly any pro wrestling, nor so he hasn't resonated with me at all. His accomplishments, fair enough, but yeah, for me, I don't know enough of the guy, so he can't stay on my list. But I mean, I'm going to replace him with someone else from Japan, someone who quietly is. It's always there and thereabouts when it comes to like the best wrestlers in the world. I'm going to go with Tomohiro Ishii.
Mm. Yeah.
This list just got even harder to kick people off now.
You can't argue with Ishii. I mean, his accomplishments don't match Kaito's, but I get exactly what you're saying. He's not.
When does he have a bad match? Seriously, when does Ishii have a bad match?
Doesn't. He also doesn't win anything, does he?
No, unfortunately. But that doesn't negate.
He's the best loser ever.
He's the best loser ever. Poor Ishii. God dang it.
I love Ishii, but he doesn't win anything.
Back to you, Queenie.
Can we go over them now? I'm a little confused.
Okie dokie, we can. Okay, we have got Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. That was your pick. Yep. We've got Johnny Gargano. That was your pick as well. Mm-hmm. We've got Charlotte Flair. That would have been Paul's pick, but it was my pick. We've got Tessa Blanchard, which was your pick. So far, you've got 3 out of 4 on this list, Queen. You're doing really well. Paul finally gets a pick in with Kenny Omega. And then I get another one in with Adam Cole Bebe. Queen then gets another pick in with Okada. Then Ibushi, which was mine. Paul gets his second pick in. Wow, Paul, you're doing woeful with Jay White. And then I get another pick in with Tomohiro Ishii. So far, it's 4 picks for Queen, 4 picks for Ian, 2 for old Tully.
Early days, yeah. Early days.
How many more do we have to go? Oh, man.
Oh, there's plenty. There is plenty. Right.
Okay. Okay. Oh. All right. Just because he doesn't win anything doesn't mean that I don't like him. But I think Ishii has to go.
What?
I know. But wow. I can't go to Paul's because they're my favorite. So I don't know what to do. God dang it, Paul. All right. So I think Ishii has to go.
Sorry, Ishii. Oh, I tried. So I tried.
I love you so much. Oh, God.
She
oh,
don't. This is the worst. She don't.
I do. Well, you know, it makes it really difficult when the other people on the show pick your top 15 and you don't know what to do. So I'm like, but are they better? I don't know. All right. So I'm going to take Ishii off in favor of Kofi Kingston. I got to do it for the Kofi Mania. Wow. And the just the build alone for Kofi Mania. Kofi is the guy that you put into situations where you know you need someone who's going to be solid and perform. And that's exactly what happened to him when Ali got hurt. He got put into that spot. And off Kofi Mania went. And it was such a complete takeover, pun intended, for NXT, of everything in wrestling Twitter. Everybody got behind that. It was a feel-good story and a feel-good moment. And how often do we get all the nice things? We just don't. Especially in WWE, sometimes you're like, oh, come on, just give me something. And this was that moment. And his matches with Daniel Bryan were excellent. And I even think his title reign, save the finish and the end of it, was absolute stellar booking for 2019. So I have to put him in. I'm so sorry, Ishii. It's just because you didn't win anything, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I had him on my list of 30. What an amazing year. What a to come from nowhere as well, a spot that he wasn't ordinarily pegged to get. And with WWE like world title reigns, I mean, we've seen it with Roman, we've seen it with Seth Rollins. The fans turn so quickly, and no one turned on Kofi. Nobody was clamoring for Kofi's like title reign to come to an end. And when it did come to an end, everyone was shocked and bitter. And that for me was the mark of someone who like really got over as champion. So, yeah, great pick. But does it stay on, Paul? Paul,
looking at you, Paul.
It's a good pick, and it was a great year.
How dare you take off Tanahashi? I'm still mad at you. Don't you dare come after me.
you've got 5 at the moment.
I sure do, because I'm right.
So I'm obviously coming after you.
No.
Yeah, I can't touch Darren's at the moment. They're too good. And Johnny Gargano just doesn't resonate with me. I've never got Gargano.
Oh, so it's personal. It's personal. You just don't like the guy.
Just
Paul doesn't like wrestling. Paul doesn't like wrestling. That's the facts.
Yes, I mean, clearly.
I love wrestling. I just like sports entertaining better.
Oh. Hear that, NXT? You hear that? You better be listening right now.
Right. Gargano out.
Okay.
See, this one makes it hard. Like, I I will go. I can't even believe I'm saying it myself after the grief I've given him this year, but I'm going to go Moxley.
Oh.
I think he's had a hell of a year. He hasn't been out of the headlines since the start of the year, whether it's been good headlines or bad headlines. He's just been there. He's been talked about, and that debut for AEW was just amazing. That's one of their memories that's going to live forever.
And not only the debut for AEW, the debut for New Japan, where he picked up New Japan Gold in his first match.
Oops. And he adopted my boy as well.
Oh, wow, Paul.
Baby Death Rider.
Wow, Paul. Yep, great pick. He was on my list. He was even in my top 10, so I'm quite happy with that pick. Queen, what do you think about Moxley kicking off Johnny Gargano?
I mean, if someone's going to kick off Johnny Gargano, at least it was Moxley. So I'm happy with that because he's also in my top. He was in my top 15. What a year he's had. I mean, complete breakout in so many different ways. Literally, his video was breaking out of jail. So, you know, he did that. And him showing up in New Japan, I thought was the coolest. And his little relationship with Paul's buddy over there, I thought was really, really cute. And, yeah, I mean, he was the U.S. champion over there, and he's apparently coming back for his belt. And then he made a debut in AEW, and he's in AEW doing awesome stuff over there. So I can't disagree.
Yep. So back to me. Do you know what? I'm going to kick off the person who Mox has had a bit of a rivalry with this year. I'm kicking off Kenny Omega.
No, you're not.
I'm definitely kicking off. I've crossed him out, so I'm kicking him off. The reason I'm kicking off is because I don't think he's had the best year in terms of wrestling. And I also want to see Paul Flapp. So, and
that's not gonna faze me. I kind of agree with your reason. I said it myself when I picked him.
What may throw the cat amongst the pigeons is who I'm going to replace him with. I'm going to replace him with Le Champion. I'm going to replace him with Chris Jericho.
Oh, get out. Get out.
How can you not understand the year that Chris Jericho's had? He's the face of AEW, the second biggest brand in the Western Hemisphere when it comes to wrestling. He's Le Champion. He's got a little bit of the bubbly. He's got the lexicon. Wow. It's just... He's back. He's back to being stone-hearted. Look at this face. Look.
I'm holding Kenny Omega up here, and I don't care.
That's the only top 10 he's getting on this year.
Mine.
Yes. He's gone. Bye-bye, Kenny.
I don't agree with that. I don't
That's
agree
the
with it.
Worst.
Well, sorry, but gots to go.
My goodness, I feel like everything has changed. Can you run them down? My God, what happened?
I certainly can. So we've got Will Ospreay, we've got Jon Moxley, we've got Charlotte Flair, we've got Tessa Blanchard, we've got Chris Jericho, we've got Adam Cole, we've got Kazuchika Okada, we've got Kota Ibushi, Jay White, and Kofi Kingston. It's interesting that half of them have still been first draft picks and not been replaced yet.
That's very interesting. Touched.
I don't know. A list like that.
There's a couple there that are feeling froggy to me that could be up for the chop. So, Queen, we're now into round 8. So, who is your 8th pick?
Well, you can say goodbye to Charlotte Flair.
No way.
It's only one queen up in here, and you're looking at her.
Do you know, so actually, To be fair, my plan was to use my last pick to veto my own pick of Charlotte Flair just to see Paul's face.
Yep, it's happening.
But please beat me to it.
I've fallen out with both of you now.
Yep, well, you took off Tanahashi, so payback's a bitch.
And Gargano, don't forget Gargano.
I don't mind that one as much. I'm really offended by Tanahashi. All right.
I have no words.
Yeah, well, it's happening. It's okay. You'll be all right. So in her place, I'm going to put in her frenemy, mostly enemy. I'm going to put Becky Lynch in there. Because she also headlined WrestleMania. She was also Becky Two Belts, and she has been the man and still champion for quite a long time. What is Char-Char? Not much right now. Not much. While she is 10 time, it was itty bitty tiny, teeny tiny. Short reign. Maybe 2020 will be better for Char. Right now, not so much.
If 2020 is going to be better, then it's going to be the best year anyone's ever had.
Well, good. Let's hope so.
I didn't even have Becky in my top 30, to be fair.
I did, but she isn't going to last very long on this top 10.
It's okay. Bye-bye, Char.
Oh, my word.
Yep.
Paul,
that's right, Paul. And you can't put her back either. That's right, pal. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's brutal.
Except Paul. It was your pick.
Paul, what are you doing about that? Are you leaving Becky Lynch on that list knowing she's took the queen off?
Oh,
this is getting interesting now. It's getting down to the dirt.
Getting down to the dirt. It's between two, yeah. It's between two, yeah. Oh, dearie me. What's this, round eight?
This is round eight.
We got two more, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I will take off. It's an impossible game. You're evil. You're evil.
Yep, that's right. Cutthroat, like Jay White.
What am I supposed to do here? Right. Get a grip. Let's take.
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
Kenny will help you. Kenny will help you. He's on the off list too.
He can't help me.
Wait,
not.
Hold on.
You've been picked.
You're Char. She'll help you too.
Oh, put her in the bin.
Put her in the bin. See ya, girly.
I'm really at a loss. This is bad.
I know, right?
Right, I'm going to take off Becky Lynch. I can't stand for that.
Defending his queen's honor. All right.
I'm picking.
He hasn't had hardly a 2019 at all. But is he one of the best wrestlers in the world right now? Yes. I'm going to replace Becky Lynch with Hiromu Takahashi.
Ooh.
I mean, great choice, but like, hello? Where's he been?
He's on the basis of 2019. Yeah, you can't pick him, but is he like one of the most enigmatic wrestlers in the world?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm just saying, where's he been at?
Yeah, that might need a ruling, Queen. We might need to decide because whilst he's got a match booked, he's not wrestled. Is that an active wrestler? Does that count as an active wrestler?
Because when's his match booked for, Mags?
Yes, that is very, very true. Ooh. It's booked for 2020. I don't know.
Oh, Paul.
Shall we let it on or shall we make him pick again?
I mean, how evil do you want to be today?
I'm always evil when it comes to Paul. I see his little face. I see his little cherub face. And I think, I just want to ruin his dreams.
Well, technically, it doesn't fall within the rules. Did he wrestle at all in 2019? I guess that's the real question. No, right?
He didn't, no. But I'm probably going to replace him straight away. So it swings on roundabouts for me.
It helps you out. So why don't you keep him? Because he is technically back, right? He is active on a roster, so you can go technically that way.
Promo.
Do you know what? I am not always hard to Paul. I can give as well as take away. I'm going to say we allow Hiromu Takashi to stay on the list.
Right. Go in a minute anyway.
He's not going to go just yet, though, Paul, I don't think. Because I'm really going to upset the apple cart and I'm going to knock off Will Ospreay.
No, you will not. No, you will not. That is not accurate. Over Hiromu? Are you kidding me?
I'm knocking off Will Ospreay.
Lies.com.
And I'm replacing him with Walter.
Ooh.
Nope.
It's done, Queen. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. It may be treason, but I have replaced Will Ospreay with Walter. I think that he was the first marquee signing for NXT UK, and the fact that he's gone over to the full NXT and now obviously into the main roster, that guy is an absolute legend. And even though he did lose the NXT UK title when his car got robbed, as well as his passport, I still think that he's one of the top 10 wrestlers today. So I'm going with Walter.
I don't disagree with taking Ospreay off.
Are you kidding me? Has anybody watched wrestling in 2019?
I was torn between Ospreay and Lynch.
Do you want to know the reason why I've took Ospreay off? Is I think he's an amazing talent. I absolutely do. But his maneuvers are so set up that it looks almost like it's very, very choreographed, and it kind of does take away from it being meant to be a fight rather than a wrestling match. So that's the only reason I could find to take Will Ospreay off, so he's got to go.
Well, Anthony from Smarmed to Death is going to be very upset with you.
He's going to block me. He was only saying nice things about me this week as well. He's going to take them things straight back.
I feel he's gone backwards. Because the first half of the year was all about, even into the G1, it was about him becoming a heavyweight and kind of changing his moveset and changing his style to break into the heavyweight ranks. And now he's taking a step back and he's junior champion again and fighting in a junior match at Wrestle Kingdom, albeit against Hiromu. I just, when I look at Ospreay's 2019, I feel disappointed that he's actually back where he began.
Mm-hmm. I can see that, yeah. What do you think the reason was for that? Because he was obviously having a big push to go into the heavyweights. And I think the same kind of can be said about Shingo. And now they've both been kind of pushed back down. What do you think is the reason that maybe the light heavyweights talent division is not as stacked? Maybe it's the fact that they brought in bigger heavyweights from outside.
I think it's that. I think the state of the juniors at the moment is quite thin on the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they lost Kushida, they've lost Marty Skrull. Who else have they lost? They lost Hiromu obviously for a long time. So that's three big hitters taken out there. And who's really been in that division other than Ospreay and El Fantasma?
Yeah, and Taji Ishimori.
Yeah, so I think it was out of necessity that he's got moved back for a little bit.
Yep, agreed. Queen, now I've took your boy off. Do you want a rundown of the list before we get into round nine?
If you would like to, sure.
Well, we have now got Walter. We have got Jon Moxley, Hiromu Takahashi, Tessa Blanchard still clinging on, Chris Jericho, Adam Cole, Bebe still a first draft pick, Kazuchika Okada still obviously a first draft pick, Kota Ibushi, Jay White, and Kofi Mania, Kofi Kingston. So, Queen, who out of them is next on the chopping block?
Well, I'm going to take Hiromu off.
No fucking about.
In favor of a real bastard. named Pack. His Dragon Gate reign is wild. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world going. The moveset is crazy. The character is bar none in the top five best heels working right now. He's came to AEW after a little bit of controversy with his Dragon Gate champion because he supposedly did not want to lose while being champion, and came over and has just made such a big splash in AEW. His match with Kenny at All Out was absolutely stellar. I want to see more and more and more of him, and he is going to be in top contention in AEW as well. He should be. But the character wise alone and the actual wrestling is the reason I feel like he deserves to be in contention for the top 10 best wrestlers going right now.
Yeah, I can't disagree with a single word you said. He's had a great year. They were, like I said, there was that controversy with him not willing to lose whilst being the champion. Whether that's his doing or whether that was just a miscommunication with the contract with AEW, who's to know? But since being committed full-time to AEW, he's been absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, I agree with that pick. I totally agree with it. Paul, you don't look very pleased that that Hiromu's gone.
Pac's had a great year. Like a really good year. Like, much like Moxley, he's been in the headlines a lot throughout, and you're obviously doing something right if you're in the headlines. So, let's go... Let's get rid of Adam Cole, baby.
Wow.
And replace him with Seth freaking Rollins.
No, oh, you no, no.
Burn
no.
it down.
No. Yeah, you burn down this top 10.
He's just made an absolute mockery of this now.
Seth Rollins is...
Not top 10 at all. Not
Seth
at
Rollins
all.
Is the best. Seth Rollins is the best wrestler in WWE.
Not a chance. Not Adam even.
Cole. Easy.
Not
easy.
Even. Not even.
Easy. Seth Rollins, best wrestler in WWE.
You made my next pick very, very easy.
You can't
very,
take Seth. Very easy. If, no, you're the one. If you take Seth Rollins off a top 10 wrestlers in the world, then you're the one making a mockery.
We'll see, Paul. We'll see. I'm offended at that. I did not know you could play that dirty.
There's no comparison between Adam Cole and Seth Rollins.
I know there's not. There's absolutely not, because Adam Cole pisses all over Seth Rollins from a very great heart.
How's Seth Rollins not top 10?
Because he's can't Twitter properly. He was a flop as a champion. He's a bad face.
He's a great heel.
He's
and
the man's bitch.
See?
The best part was he doesn't Twitter properly. And that's the number one reason.
The fact that was the first reason shows really you've got no reasons. You've got no reasons.
I have all the reasons. Compared to Adam Cole?
I know.
Yeah.
This is what I have to put up with on a weekly basis, Queen. I may edit it to sound like we pally-pally, but I hate the ground he walks on sometimes.
He's the best wrestler in WWE. I would have said, it doesn't matter if he's Adam Cole, I would have taken any WWE wrestler off and put Seth Rollins on.
Okay. Seth Rollins is going, I'll tell you that right now.
Yes! Get him!
That's bull. Now you get the mockery. The mockery.
And I'm replacing him with Daniel Bryan.
There you go.
Probably on the main rosters of WWE, probably the best actual wrestler, Paul. So, fuck you. Fuck Seth Rollins. Daniel Bryan goes on that list.
Ooh, fuck you. Fuck Seth Rollins. Daniel Bryan's on the list. Well, goddamn.
Wow. Wow, Paul, I can't believe that. So I think that was round 9. I've lost count, I'm that mad.
That was round 9.
So just before we go into the final round, let's just have a quick rundown of this horrific, horrific top 10.
This isn't the top 10 best wrestlers.
Max, we know the truth, all right? Adam Cole is in the top 10. We know the truth.
I'm going to edit it that Adam Cole stays in this top 10. Don't you worry about that.
I have no fear.
So we have got Walter, John Moxley, Pac, Tessa Blanchard, Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan, Kazuchika Okada, Kota Ibushi, Jay White, and Kofi Kingston going into this last round of picks. Queen, who's your last pick on the top 10 wrestlers currently working? This list is an abomination, an absolute abomination. I'm sorry, wrestling, that we have done this to you.
We didn't do anything. God damn
Paul.
It.
It was Paul. Paul wrecked this.
You know, as soon as Charlotte came out, this was going to topple like Jenga.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's gone exactly how I wanted it to go. I wanted it to be evil.
Oh, yeah, blame me. Blame me, except for the guy that took Adam Cole off a top 10 list. Okay. Anyway, my last pick, I'm going to end with a lady. And I'm going to remove Walter. In favor.
I thought we were together on this.
We were, but... Miss Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, I am happy with that.
Champion for the ladies, like the whole year, right? Am I missing something?
Nope, she was.
Nope, the entire 2019.
Shayna two-time.
When Paul said it earlier, he didn't know that the person from Pro Wrestling Noah that you mentioned, I forget his name now, but had been the only champion all year. Shayna Baszler is a champion all year.
You're right. Yeah.
And she's a dominant champion. She is, in my opinion, one of the two faces of NXT. The other is Adam Cole. While there are top people, she's it. She fits the bill of a champion. She carries herself like a champion. She's a perfect heel champion. She has minions. She has swag. She is amazing in the ring. She is a submission specialist. So that's my final. That's it. She's my pick. And I like Walter, too. But just for the championship way and the way that she's been dominating, I got to put her in.
Yep. She is what Ronda Rousey should have been when it comes to being one of the four women. Yep. She's been absolutely brilliant all year. She's had like some detractors about how she's like kept hold of the title for so long, but
sure. It's
because she's been the best. She's been the absolute best. And when she does go up to Raw or SmackDown, she'll be the best there as well. So, yep, great pick. I am happy with that pick, even though Walter did have to take the L. Paul, your last pick, you heathen.
This is screwed me out. I've got nobody good on this list. And Shayna Baszler
was nobody good for the last three picks.
Shayna Baszler was my last pick.
All right, pal.
It's gone. Oh, my word. Whatever I do is going to be deeply unpopular. Okay. I can't be a dick and put Shota Umino on just because I like Shota Umino. I was going to do that, but I can't do that. Whoever I put on is going to take it off anyway.
Because we hate you.
This, I've got no one on this list, you know.
That's tough.
You did it to yourself, Paul.
Isla Moxley.
Do you want me to run through some of my honourable mentions? Because I'm obviously not going to use them now.
No.
All right, well, fuck you then. Trying to give you a bit of help here, Paul.
I know I'm going for, but I haven't got someone to take off yet. Who am I going to take off?
I could give you a whole bunch of people.
This is really sorry about this, but this is who am I supposed to take off this?
I know, it's tough.
For someone who's blatantly not as good. Who am I going to? Oh. Right.
Paul,
who's gone?
Paul's in a quandary.
Who's got the most people on you?
Are you kidding me?
So he's going to vote evil. He's voting evil.
No, not over Sanada.
You're running that joke clean to the ground.
Right, Queen's got five.
Oh,
so
I thought I only had four.
Well, you've got Shayna, you've got Pac.
Shayna was the fifth. Sorry, I counted wrong.
Got Tessa, Okada, and
I Corfer. Can't help that I have such good picks, Paul.
And this is why we brought you on the show. We knew you'd bring the fire.
Listen, you told me to be prepared. I came prepared. I played the game.
It's only Paul what hasn't played the game properly, Queen, and he's suffering for it.
I played the game properly. I put the best wrestler in WWE on, and he gets kicked off. That doesn't sound like the game to me.
Do you know, Paul, you actually picked all three of the Shield.
Did I?
You did.
Yep. I do like the Shield.
You don't say.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
even up the genders a little bit.
You're taking a female off this list?
No.
If you put a female on her, I think that's what I got from it.
What sort of fucking list is this? It's got two women on it. That's far too many.
I didn't know what you were doing. I can't trust you now. You just had a poll off the list.
1950s poll coming out.
Have you heard Badlands? The women never get picked. It's quite horrible, actually.
Even in a Matt Rushmore of women.
Let's get on with this, because I'm elongating this. Right, let's take... So out of Queens, you've got Baszler. I'm not going to touch Baszler because I'm trying to even up the genders. I'm not going to take Blanchard for the same reason. So it's Pac. I'm not going to take Okada. Pac or Kingston. Pac out.
Who are you putting in? Paul.
This is going to be horrific.
I'm going to put in Ronda Rousey.
No, you're not.
Are you putting Ronda Rousey in, Mila? Is that the answer? She's not. Is she active? She literally.
She's not even on a roster.
Have you put
her on an impregnation vacation?
Yeah, I think we can't let him have Ronda.
She had a match in the last year. Is that not active?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're getting rid of Pac, who's had an absolutely stellar year, for Ronda.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Riho, Hanakamura, Kairi Sane, Asuka, anybody else other than Ronda Rousey?
None of those were as good as Ronda.
Candice LeRae,
Bianca Belair,
Tegan Knox.
I don't watch NXT.
Kaylee Ray.
Yeah, Kaylee. Tony Storm, Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. How many did we just come up with? 10?
None of them main evented Mania.
Well,
all right.
That is true.
I've got no one on this list who is better than Pac. I don't have anyone on this list better than Pac.
Look at me. I'm really getting like defensive because I'm just far picking Ronda Rousey. That's brilliant. Right. So the last pick falls to me. Now, who do I get rid of? That Tessa Blanchard never been even like questioned, is itching for me to take her off.
You better not, because there ain't no one else that's better than her, so don't even try it.
I don't know. The person who I've got has been my low-key star of 2019.
She better than Ronda Rousey? Then choose that one.
Wow. I'm actually not going to take off Ronda or Tessa. I'm actually going to take off Switchblade Jay White.
Oh. And I don't like that.
Your Welsh come out then so strong. I don't like that. Wow. And I'm replacing him with, if you have listened to me talk, Paul, you know who my low-key best wrestler of 2019 is. And I saved him for last just for this very moment to make sure he got on this list, Roderick Strong.
Oh, Roddy, over Jay?
Over Jay. I have not seen Roddy Strong have a bad match all year. That guy is smooth as butter in the ring. He's the North American champion. I didn't like him when he joined Undisputed Era, but the guy has grown on me like a virus. Absolutely brilliant wrestler, and I've saved him on purpose to make sure he made this top 10.
Wow. I don't know that I agree, because Jay became the IWGP champion.
Yeah, but Paul also picked Ronda Rousey, so There is that.
But you could have replaced Ronda Rousey and left Jay White on there, and it would have been a true release.
I'm leaving Ronda Rousey on for a reason, to show how bad Paul's picks are. That Paul has put forward Ronda Rousey as one of the top 10 wrestlers in the world today. Just think about that last word, today. She hasn't wrestled in 8 months, but he's picked her today. So,
and he took him at Adam Cole, so you're the real villain of the show, Paul.
Yes, you are. You are.
In some ways, you're more of the villain because you did have the choice to take it off.
Who, me?
Me.
Yeah, Darren.
Oh, not me. Okay.
Rob, do you know what? For that, I'm going to roll that back and fuck Ronda Rousey as well. She's going off. Jay White, you have got a reprieve, my friend. You are going back on. Roderick Strong replaces fucking rowdy bastard Ronda Rousey.
Now you're even more a villain because you've just made Badland sexist again.
What's new? Oh my god, this has gone exactly how I expected it to. Tits up.
Oh my god.
Let's round. I'm not even going to call this the best wrestlers. Let's round off this list of 10 different wrestlers. So we've got Shayna Baszler, probably deserves to be on there. We've got Jon Moxley, Roderick Strong, Tessa Blanchard survived all the way through. That's absolutely amazing. Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan, another survivor, Kazuchika Okada, Kota Ibushi, Jay White, and Kofi Kingston. They are the 10 best wrestlers working today. What an amazing list of wrestlers there. I'm sure we will get no disagreements on Twitter about this whatsoever.
And they're going to be coming for you, Paul. Yeah. And us, Max, for getting rid of Seth.
Oh my god, this has been the best episode ever. What I did not think this idea would go as amazing as it has. Absolutely brilliant. You were the perfect guest to bring on for this, Queen. I knew you would bring this fire. And Paul, how do you have the cheek to go on wrestling podcasts when you pick guys like Seth Rollins as the top 10 wrestler? Rude.
I'll take the criticism for Ronda Rousey. I'm not taking criticism for Seth Rollins, the best wrestler in WWE. Absolutely no way.
Wow. Queen, where can people come and find you on Twitter? Where can they listen to any... Well, they don't even have to tune into your podcast. Just turn on our podcast and you'll be on it.
Well, thank you both for having me back. It's been wonderful fun. And I'm very proud of this list other than Adam Cole. So... you can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, and my show Queen's Court drops every single Wednesday, which is today, even though it's the 11th today. When you hear this, it won't be, but that's okay. It's called Queen's Court, and I'm also on DYWTSB, which drops every single Friday and Sunday.
And Paul McMahon over here with his boys, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. It's time for that go home. It's good shit. Give the people our information.
I forgot that Roman Reigns didn't make it as well. You two. You're for rockers. You're for your rockers. Right.
You actually got 2 picks on Paul, so I'm surprised you got that many, to be fair.
This was a setup.
We planned it in open air.
I'm still not entirely sure what the correct tactics are to that game. I've played through the whole thing there, and I've no idea how to tactically get that right.
Pick second.
Yeah. Don't be Paul. That was the best tactic.
Don't be Paul. Don't. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure you've all got a lot to say about that one.
Oh, my good Lord. Oh. I feel so sorry for these wrestlers that we took off this list. Ishii got took off. I'm shocked at that.
Looking at the people who crossed off. I'm sure we can make a better list of 10 off those crossed off than what we've ended up with. But right, jump online. Let us know what you thought of our 10 greatest wrestlers, greatest currently active wrestlers. See, Queensborough Bullet Club hat on, and you took sure Jay White off. You took Jay White off.
No, he didn't. He put it back on.
No, I put him back on.
Oh, did you?
Jay White back on, yeah.
Yeah, he took off Ronda.
Oh, of course he did. All right.
Of course he did.
Ronda Rousey went instead.
Tell us who should have been on the top 10 greatest wrestlers of 2019. Did we miss any in our 30?
Yes, we did. Oh, yes,
Adam Cole.
Let us know. Berate us. Do what you want. We love it. It's all good fun. You can follow Darren at Dej Kirkby, D-E-J Kirkby. I'm at Rain Counter, and we're both at Badlands Pod. Yeah, get involved. Give us your top 10 wrestlers of 2019. And when you do, just remember, sometimes you've got to follow your gut. Sometimes you've got to follow your heart. But you should always, always use your head.
Nailed it. Nailed
it,
Paul.
Good job, buddy.
Absolutely, Madison.
That was a...
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.